Mr. Chun Lumen, MFRCON, Geneva Extension.
Your Excellency, our real fathers and mothers here, the leadership of Bafo University, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed my pleasure to be here today. This is a wonderful school, welcome to Manchester. Let me also congratulate my brothers, the governor of Lagos State and Kano State, for a wonderful contribution. Very well deserved. And I told you this day, I said, good choice, good selection. These men are actually the best men. I'm pleased to be invited to speak at one of the university's private universities. I'd like to thank Professor James McIntyre, the Vice Chancellor and President of Harvard University, for personally inviting me here. Thank you too to my colleagues at UVA, Prudence Morley and Ayoko Yade, for working hard to ensure that we are here today. And to you, who started class of 2015, congratulations on being awarded another degree. You have demonstrated a commitment to improving yourself and inspiring others. Your family was proud of you, and congratulations to your family. I earned my postgraduate degree in 1988. I sent my youth call to a great man with an audience here, Dr. Fairley, and I have a seven supervisor. With both left and supervisor. So the gather, the day I had my graduation ceremony, I could not post my graduation photos on Facebook. You know why? Because there were those that were back together at the time. And still, it was a toddler at the time. And I could not just approach to at my graduation party. Because we didn't make the future, we would be great with our legs. But today we know better. That's 1958 was in many ways like 2015. I too was heading out into a war at a time of uncertainty, a time that Nigeria and much of Africa was under military rule with no end in sight. And the Cold War was still very hot, the nuclear war still in great threat and looming for citizens of mankind. Oil price at the time was $15 per barrel. It was a time of global uncertainty like we face today. In 1988, the World Bank estimated that outstanding external debt of developing countries would reach was $1.3 trillion. And this was a serious problem to stand development of the world economy and its national financial system at the time. The Nigerian government, in response to the economic crisis, introduced what we all know as SAP, the Structural Adjustment Program, and reduced fuel subsidies. Parents who are here with us will remember the chaos that followed this fuel subsidy removal. Transportation raised their prices, workers went on strike, and students held profit. Today, we are in the midst of another economic crisis. We have seen the headlines. Youth unemployment rates are soaring, and not just in Nigeria, but this is across Africa. As I look at you, back across graduate class or professional class of 2015. It occurs to me that many of you may be looking towards the future with this presentation I had when I was speaking where you are now 27 years ago. I have the greatest heart about addressing you today. I have asked myself what I wish I had known as my congratulations and what important lesson I have learned in nearly 15 hours in the situation now. And two answers come to mind. On this wonderful day, when we are all here to celebrate your academic process, I have decided to share with you the pathway to career success. And the theme of my discussion today is employee, employer, and empower. Pathway to success and impact in our second world. The path grew up in a highly committed and civilized environment. You have access to new technologies, new ways of communicating and working together, numerous opportunities, and have that I never had as a student. Yet some of you may feel like you that you lack what it takes to take advantage of these numerous opportunities like this today. So today, I will talk only about having an administrator as an employee, and secondly, I will discuss how you can create opportunities for yourself and others through entrepreneurship. And then I will conclude by discussing the art of empowering others. Empowerment isn't just crucial for young people, for young people. It's crucial for everyone. In empowering others to develop our country, our confidence, and our planet. When people graduate, the natural thing to do is to look for a job. Sadly, the postgraduate degree is no longer a golden key that opens doors at any workplace and have people qualify themselves to give you the job of your dreams. The recent study of CEO Chief Executive Contracts in the UK highlighted the concern that young people's horizons were not broad enough for a globalized and diverse economy. Story is not entirely different in Nigeria. In a report by Philip Consult, years in Nigeria, people who are not impressed with present ability to work on their own as well as their physical and analytical thinking skills. However, the good news is that many organizations now have developed programs meant to bring graduates to business, analytical, and leadership skills needed. As the next level of Africa, I have the UPA Academy, which we set up in 2008, to train and develop our workforce. Our dedicated learning and development professionals are always working on closing any objective gap in our workforce. However, I did not start my career at UPA without having a training academy. I started a course in short time, and I will share with you a few things I learned as an employee in hope that this thing will also inspire the next. After my initial training program at Austin, the percentage to assume that I was given a period of grace and grace to use to the job. Part of it. There were customers who have said, no, no, to purpose, and so I did a kind of thing of not to use it. A large innovation. I collect parts and work parts and no people. I learned how to turn the craft after the commission into the course of my course. I learned how to make presentations, write our presentations, and do the business. I learned how to do more. So, the professional class of 2015, you will not get any grants if you don't get all the people around you. Whether they are your senior peers or somebody who is one of them among them. In the past, some people focus then on just anything, because they don't have an exciting job title. But I learned to have a clue that they are always to up and down, and one limit to vision and wish for the opportunity to perform. The most important thing said, live like what is dead, sin as a justice and a living value. Let's look it. And then also you need to live in me. And 27, I went from being a boy to being a boy. First time I was appointed a family at the time. The youngest ever family at the time. And all the things at the time came to place. And what I continued to learn, I learned that I had to be absolutely comfortable managing who were older than me. The best satisfaction for me of getting the loan in the style of all practices. The income of management and operating the loan is I came for everyone. I came for those people who manage. I learned to listen to the intent and to be fair for two very great efforts. But I hope of the death of everyone who wants to be. I'm telling this story so that you understand how much you can achieve with excellence and love. The time we live in and the fight challenges. But the reality is you need to be bold and courageous. Don't let your journey end before it begins. I would like at this point to acknowledge two platform university graduates who currently work for me. Ogiri, Ogiri, CS, Ogiri, Ogiri studied at Harris India at Bangor University and now works at the Finance Department of Education at the CS. Adiola Ojuto read from that time and now works in the IT department of the Department. Welcome to the faculty and staff of this institution for feeling confident mind and equipping you with the tools required to succeed in the education system. Education is not just about learning in the classroom, also about learning and to cope in our travel. Most graduates have no problem at all coping with the outside world. I have met many young men and women who went from university to work. A rising number of young entrepreneurs have been finding their own platform by working their own enterprise and are actually succeeding. This is happening not just in Nigeria, but all over the world. In the UK, the youth generation of young business owners are leading the way out of the economic crisis. According to the annual simple business startup index, which is good, I think 29% rise to 10 at that time. It seems to be 5 years old since the effort took place in 2008. It's a leap of faith, jumping from classroom to your own business. But it's a leap that can be rewarded for you and others as well. This brings me to the second part of my speech, my entrepreneurs, and how I perceive my working for myself. If few of you have probably applied for jobs, yet online site globalman.com. Now, many of you are aware that Globalman was co-founded by three university students who share the same interest in the challenge field at the time. Three students started in France from the company Alonso University campus during the industrial practical by the French Academic International Group of August 2009. Three students defined us and the prevailing economic challenge for the time. And started Jobama because it required little capital and there was a huge market for their product. Today, the firm is African Business Online Job Site. This is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship therefore means you no longer have to wait to see who will give you the job. You can seize the opportunity to secure a job and the process of giving job alignment for others as well. Entrepreneurship is how we come matters by destiny. Serious challenge for fears of poverty and mass unemployment goes to the stability of our society and the However, on the team and government, I did become an entrepreneur for the university. I graduated, got a job, then before I got a job, it was a fire loop, got the job, and went to corporate America. While I was accomplished, God, and many other people that helped me to give a lot my strategic thinking and to challenge my ideas into corporate action. I learned how to validate and have the work of certain business. So when the government arrived in my early 30s, I had 30 days to make a switch from employee to employer. My partners and I went to banking landscape at the time and knew that many of the leaders, more than 100 families, would be in trouble for the financial problems. We set up a company that would focus on funding this global bank. In 1987, my partners and I provided a short-term crypto bank and funded it into Standard Trust Bank SDB, which had an office in the last 30 years. In no time, we were outperforming most of the other banks in Nigeria. For our initiative, we achieved unprecedented growth through innovation that has helped customers who have not just in our bank account or we are on a bank in our bank. The average test, this average test is a comfortable possibility in our community in all. It also facilitated payments and opened up access to credit for tens of thousands of financial disenfranchised Nigerians. Though economic problems of our primary motivation made it easy for people to have access to financial services, this made me understand that even when a business is profit or profit, it can also deliver a meaningful social response as well. This was the foundation of the economic philosophy of our capitalism, which guides the way I conduct business and mission. The success of Standard Trust Bank allowed us to merge with the much larger EBA in 2005. But we wanted to even do more, so we opened bank subsidiaries in the same other African countries, and jobs that we did in Nigeria would be an opportunity to customers who had never gone to the bank account or were entrusted for that bank account for the country. Today, the UBA has over 7 million customers in the African countries and has over 20,000 employees. So though I started my banking career as an employee close to 2 decades ago, my group of business has become one of the largest employers of people in Africa. I said so to measure our success, not only in terms of profit, or on how we intend to feel so well for all Africans. When I left UBA in 2010 to pursue other interests, I made the promise that through the Sony Engineering Foundation, I would institutionalize more and create 1,000 more UBAs. I wanted to leverage the process I can enjoy as far as the definition of my master's program also. The entrepreneurship is more important. It's important to remember that the working environment and the knowledge is never easy or perfect. We can start with an idea and over time can refine it as market or device. If you're waiting for the perfect time, you may never get started. Over the past 3 days, I've spent as a banker, private sector, investor, as a banking advisory sector, as a investor advisory sector, and as a son and manager of businesses, I have had the opportunity to meet thousands of entrepreneurs like me. Many of them young people with incredible dreams and business ideas, but without the experience or the access to mentor them and support required in order to be successful businesses. I have also met entrepreneurs who are already running home new businesses and have blessed for the talent of the local market. That is being a founded government. This can identify gaps in the market for specific products and services. Yet many of these companies of the North often lack the capital, the network, the training, all the support to take their small businesses to national or international scale. And that is why I want $100 million to the NWO Economic Program, also in my team. This program is identifying and providing mentoring, training, networking, and funding for 1,000 African startups a year for the next 10 years. Through this program, I have committed $100 million for the next 10 years. This may help pay the next 2 years and the next 10 years. This program is kicked off on January 2015. And by the time we close the application process 2 months later, we had over 20,000 applications from 54 African countries. Very well able to support Accenture from Accenture and the Financial Commission from the team we selected. The first 1,000 admission entrepreneurs from the African countries. These entrepreneurs are currently undergoing an intensive 12-week online school program with the support of over 400 mentors from around the world. In July, they will all come to Lagos for a boot camp to do the formal training part of the program. And I invite the
your war by embracing the core principles of humanity
polarity, charity, honesty, and depth of humanity. These principles will enable you to be anywhere, defend anyone, trust in everyone, and break down all barriers and boundaries to the common good. I tell you this because I was called a judge. Is you? Yes. I call him in the first university in the States. I went to the University of Lagos. I did my deed for the Sokoto. I worked in Lagos. And I'm an institute of Delta State. And my businesses are all over Nigeria. And I'm the general. So we must not have any sort of religion as a God, only a Christian in here. Unlike our pastors, one of our companies was given the great opportunity to take over the power of co-developing the power of the church in the heart of the church. I am from the church. I am not from the church. That is the new Nigeria. That is the kind of Nigeria. And that is what it's all about. Building ourselves, building our communities, and making a better future for the next generation of Africans. Your generation is capable of making a better Nigeria. Your family, your teachers, all the living in you. So do I. And what about that? I say that it is in you and in you. Because you must be at the back of your life in everything you do. Congratulations on this ability. I pray that you all succeed in your Christian career. And that through you, our nation will continue to be a shining